弟兄姐妹平安。我们教会隔一段时间用双语来敬拜主啊，中文和英文的，所以英文的弟兄姐妹在一起来敬拜神。
It is really great that this morning that we can come and worship our God in English and Chinese.
我想上帝什么语言都听得懂。
And I really believe that God can understand any language.
上帝的心意是希望所有的人在基督里头都成为义。
And it's really God's desire that all people can become one.
好，谢谢。
Can become one in Jesus.
Thank you. 大家知道有人说世界上有两种人。
Some people say that there are two kinds of people in the world.
一种人是财主，另外一种人呢是梦想成为财主。
When are landlord? Rich people?
Rich people, yes.
Okay. rich man, and the other category belong to the people who want to be rich.
我想我们中间的年轻人大概属于后面的一种人。
So I assume that many of our young people here belong to the second category.
你是不是想梦想成为一个富人？
Do you dream to be rich?
你们知道成为财主，这本身没有错。
You know, there is really nothing intrinsically wrong with wanting to be rich.
圣经从来没有说成为财主的人就下地狱。
The Bible never said if you're rich, you are for sure you go to hell.
但是财主，他进入神的国是相当困难的。
However, it did say that it's very hard for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven.
所以今天呢，我们读的经文是告诉你有三种财主。
So, today the scripture tells us that there are three kinds of rich.
那一种财主呢，他是对上帝没有兴趣。
One type of rich man, they take no interest in God.
他不寻求永生。
And they do not seek eternal life.
那第二种财主呢，他寻求永生，他得到了永生。
And the second type, they seek eternal life and they obtain it.
那还有一种财主呢，他正在寻求永生。
And the third type, they are seeking eternal life. They are seeking.
在路加福音啊，很有意思，它同时记载这三种财主。
And it's very interesting that in the book of Luke, that it records all three types of rich men at the same time.
十二章讲的这个财主很特别。
And the rich man in chapter 12 is quite interesting.
他有几个特点。
He has several characteristics.
他经营有道，勤快能干。
He's a good businessman. He's diligent. He knows what he's doing.
而且他对未来有很好的打算和计划。
And he really has a very very good foresight. He has good planning.
当他财产越来越多的时候，他要建更多的厂房，做更大的规划。
When he's accumulating his rich, he's already planning on building bigger barns.
那这个财主圣经上没有讲，他是巧取豪夺，用各种诡计让自己成为富人。
The Bible didn't say that he is a bad rich man who's shrewd or who's taking advantage of oppressing the poor, trying to build his rich.
那这个财主第二个特点呢？财富给他带来一种成就感，一种满足感，一种安全感。
And secondly, for this rich man, wealth brings him a sense of accomplishment, a sense of satisfaction, and also of contentment.
他跟我们中间的人不一样，他不担心明天会没有工作。
That he doesn't have to worry about that he will be unemployed.
他不担心没有钱送孩子上学。
He doesn't have to worry about not having enough money to send his kids to college.
他也不担心没有钱买医疗保险。
He doesn't have to worry about health insurance.
他有一种安全感。
He has a sense of security.
那第三个特点，这个财主呢，是一个彻头彻尾的物质主义者。
The third characteristic of this rich man that he is 100% materialist.
他勤奋、聪明、能干，但是呢，他得到了东西以后，他说我要享受人生。
He's diligent. He is smart. He is capable. And he says, when I have all the wealth, after I have accumulated all the wealth, I'm going to enjoy life.
他对上帝没兴趣。
He takes no interest in God.
对别人生活也没有兴趣。
He takes no interest in the people.
你别人生死跟他没有关系。
Your life and death is of no concern to him.
一切在控制在自己的手中，自己创造的， 自己去享受。
He has everything in a firm grip. He created all things, he made all things, and he's going to enjoy everything that he's made.
这种人呢，在今天特别多。
I think we see a lot of people like that, like him, in today's world.
我们可以称他为后现代主义者。
We can call him postmodern.
什么都不信，信自己。
That he does not believe in anyone else but himself.
信自己的聪明，信自己的智慧。
He believes in his own intelligence.
他相信自我奋斗。
He believes in his own efforts.
他相信未来在他自己的手中。
He believes that the future is in his own hand.
不靠天，不靠地。
It does not depend on God, but it's of his own making.
但他有一件事情他忘了。
But he failed to remember one thing.
他会死。
That he will die.
所以圣经上说，无知的人呐、啊，今晚我要收你的灵魂。你的财产要归谁呢
？That's why the Bible says, "Fool, this night your soul be required of you. Then who will those things be which you have provided?"
很多财主没有想到，他会死。
I think many rich men forget that they will die one day.
我们年轻人不要担心啊，不要说我这么年轻的时候就想到死亡问题，这个话题太沉重。
Maybe the young people here are saying that, oh, talking to me about death right now is a kind of.
我告诉你，你对死亡要想得很清楚，你就是一个智慧的人。
However, I tell you that if you have a very clear idea about what death is, then you are a smart person.
圣经上说，愚顽人心中说没有神。
The Bible says that the fool's heart saying there is no God.
那这儿又成了有一个愚顽的人。财主财富让他变成愚顽。
So here is a foolish rich man.
那第二种财主是什么呢？他有名、有姓、有职业。
So who's the second type of rich man? He has a name and a job.
Yes. 第一种财主我们不知道他叫什么名字，圣经上没有告诉我们叫什么名字，他是做什么工作，圣经上没有告诉我们。但第二种财主他有名、有姓，他的名字叫撒该。
So the second type of rich man, he has a name, and his name is Zacchaeus.
他不但有工作，而且工作做得相当出色。
Not only he has a job, and he really excelled at it.
他在税务局工作。
He's a tax collector.
而且还是税务局局长。
And not only that, he's a chief.
这个人他跟第一个人不一样。
He differs from the first rich man.
他手中有权。
In that he also has authority.
他手中有机会。
He has power, opportunity.
他没有良知。
He does not have a conscience.
他不懂什么叫公义。
He does not know what is righteous.
什么叫怜悯？
What is mercy?
什么叫爱？
What is love?
他相信是自己手中有权，不能让他过期作废。
He believes in the power that he has, and he will not let it go waste.
所以他利用自己手中的权来榨取别人，来欺骗别人。
So he used the power and authority that's been given to him, and he used it for his own gain.
他的肉体得到很多的实惠。
He received many material things.
圣经上说他是个财主。
The Bible said he's a very rich man.
但所有的财产都是不义之财。
However, most of the wealth were of unjust means.
在当时人们看不起这样的财主。
At that time, people really despised people like that.
他不是靠自己的勤奋。
Because they didn't work diligently.
他是靠自己手中的关系和权力。
But he only misused the power that's been given.
不但人家看不起他，他自己也看不起自己。
And not only others despised him, but he also despised himself.
良心也谴责他。
And that his conscience accuses him.
他也知道将来有一天要面对上帝审判。
And he is fully aware of the fact that one day he will have to face God.
他睡不着，很孤独。
He's lonely. He does not get good rest.
所以有一天就说耶稣来了，他要去看看耶稣。
So that's why when he heard that Jesus is coming one day, he wanted to see him.
所以当耶稣来的时候，他不能挤在人群当中。
However, when Jesus was coming, he was not able to squeeze through the crowd.
为什么
？Why？
因为他个子不高。
Because he's short.
他其实在人群当中看不见耶稣。
He could not see Jesus from the crowd.
如果在人群当中，人家恨他，然后会打他。
And also, if he's in the crowd, people see him for sure. They'll give him a good beating.
那这财主就是蛮聪明的。
So, see, he's a pretty smart rich man.
哎，他就爬上树，哦，看看耶稣。
So he climbed up a sycamore tree and he.
所以耶稣一看见他就说：“撒该，你下来。
”So when Jesus saw him, he said, "Zacchaeus, come down the tree."
我今天要去你家。
Today I must stay at your house.
撒该很感动，就请耶稣去了他家。
Zacchaeus was elated, and he invited Jesus to his house.
他是个财主，他现在很孤独。
He is a rich man, but he's a lonely rich man.
他虽然没有良知，可是他良知仍然在他心中责备他。
Although his conscience is smeared, but the conscience nevertheless accuses him.
所以他需要耶稣，请耶稣去他家。
So he needs Jesus, and he invited Jesus to his house.
耶稣一进入他家，他改变了。
When Jesus came to his house, he changed.
他说：“主啊，我把所有的一半给穷人，我若讹诈谁，就还他四倍。”
He said, "Look, Lord, I give half of my goods to the poor, and if I ever taken anything from anyone by false accusation, I restore fourfold."
本来是一个贪财的人。但是耶稣进入他家中以后，他愿意把财产给那些他所欺骗、所欺诈的人。
He was greedy, but when he met Jesus, he wanted to give away all his.
圣经上说，救恩就临到了这家。
So the Bible says, salvation came to his house.
他是一个得救的人。
He's a saved man.
他本来是个失丧的人，如今被主找回。
He was a lost man, but now he's been found.
你们看看，第一种财主不信神、不信主，只信自己。第二种财主，他找主，找到了主，耶稣进入他的家中。
So the first type of rich man, they didn't believe in Jesus. I mean, they didn't believe in God. Period. And they couldn't find. They didn't even care to look for him. But the second type, he looked and he found.
今天呢，我们讲三个财主，我们是请第一个财主和第二个财主呢来做个伴。当然，我们主要是讲第三个财主。
We're talking about three types of rich men. So this is just prelude talking about the first two types, but mainly I would be talking about the third type.
第一个财主是彻头彻尾的物质主义者。
So the first one is a materialist.
但是第三个财主他不是。
But not a third one.
那刚才说第二个财主已经找到了永生，那第三个财主还没有找到永生。
So the second rich man, he found eternal life, but not the third one.
那这个三个财主像什么样呢？
So what's a third rich man like?
这个财主是个年轻人。
He's a young man.
你知道你有钱，你等你80岁的时候你才有钱，那你感觉就不一样，是不是？
You know, if you get rich when you're 80 years old, it's sure it's a different feeling.
当你80岁的时候再致富，你说你不能享受自己手中的财产。
When you get rich when you're 80, you probably won't be able to enjoy much of it.
可是这个人年轻的时候他就致富了。
However, this third rich man, he's rich when he was young.
所以圣经上说他是个年轻的财主。
So he's a young rich man.
那如果你把马太、马可、路加放在一起，圣经明确地告诉你，他年轻，他有钱，不但有钱，圣经上还说他是个官。
So if you put all the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, and Luke together, we can conclude that this is a young rich man, rich and young, and he's also he's an official, so he's power.
他有他的社会地位。
He has high social status.
他想为别人来做点事情。
And he wanted to do something for the others.
就像现在的纽约市市长一样，他是个财主，可是他又是纽约市市长。
Just like the mayor of New York, he is rich, but he also wanted to serve his fellow citizens.
他愿意帮助别人。
He's willing to help others.
但是这个财主，如果你年轻，你有钱，而且又是官，但是你病魔缠身，你开心不开心？你生病，你身体不好，你开心吗？
So if you are someone who's young and rich and you have authority and yet you're really ill, do you think you'll be happy?
但是这个财主是有健康的身体。
However, this rich young man, he's also very healthy.
我问问我们中间年轻的弟兄姐妹，你怎么知道这个人是一个健康的，是有健康的身体？
Let me ask the young people, how do you know that he's healthy?
Eric?
Eric.
Can you answer me? Okay, Stanley? All right. 是不太容易知道，为什么说这个财主他有健康的身体，你怎么知道？
How do we know that he's healthy?
他是怎么来见耶稣的？
How did he come to see Jesus?
如果你读马可福音第十章，
So if you read chapter 10,
马可福音
the book of Mark,
那地方说这个财主是跑着来见耶稣的。
So it says that he ran towards Jesus.
如果你有心脏病，你跑跑看。
Try to run if you have a heart illness.
所以至少这个财主没有心脏病。
So at least he's a healthy heart.
身体不错。
He's in pretty good health condition.
你看又年轻又有钱又当官，身体也不错。
He's young, he's rich, he's healthy, and he's He's got power.
不仅如此，这个人呢，还是个有道德品质的人。
And not only that, he's a moral man.
你看看我们周围这些财主啊，有品德的有的，但不是每个财主都有品德。
Not every rich man are moral.
那这个财主啊，我跟你讲，圣经上说他不奸淫、不偷盗、不撒谎、不做假见证。
So this one apparently he did not commit he didn't steal, he didn't commit adultery, he didn't murder, and he didn't make false accusations.
你知道经商的人有很多的对手，从政的人有很多对手，他没有为了打倒对手，使用一切残酷的手段要打倒对方，他没有这么做，他不杀人。
You know, in the business world, everyone's got competitors, and you have to be ruthless just to beat off all your competitors.
你知道。财主一旦有钱以后，他去寻找外面的那种刺激和快乐，在大陆叫做二奶。
You know, the rich man, once they acquire money, they try to look for enjoyments, excessive luxury enjoyments. It's called something in China.
但是他
，sorry,
that's fine. 他没有，圣经说他不奸淫，他没有奸淫，没有在外面乱来。
However, with the money he has, he did not commit adultery.
而且呢，他没有偷取别人的商业信息，没有做过假广告，卖假酒。
And he did not steal. He did not take money from his competitors, and he did not make false advertisement or accusation.
而且还孝敬父母。
And he's a good son.
所以，当耶稣看到这个年轻人以后，圣经上说啊，耶稣就爱他。
That's why the Bible says that Jesus loved him when he saw him.
杰伦，你知道为什么耶稣会爱他？
杰伦，
Okay, good.
He works hard.
这个年轻人是很好的工作，工作的很努力，而且呢有道德品质的人。但是耶稣为什么爱他呢？有三个原因。
There are three reasons why Jesus loved him.
在圣经上从来没有这么提过哈。一个人来找耶稣，耶稣一看上他，马上就爱他。圣经上很少这么说，只有这一次。
The Bible never mentioned in any other occasion where Jesus loved someone when he saw someone.
为什么这个年轻人知道有永生
？Why? Because this young man knows there is eternal life.
有些财主他整天忙，想不到真有永生这回事。但这个年轻的财主知道有永生。
It's not very often a rich man thinks about eternal life. However, this one does.
大家知道哈，你饥饿，你觉得饿。为什么觉得饥饿？你饥饿是你觉得一定有食物的存在。如果世界上根本就没有食物，你可能都不会叫什么叫饥饿，因为有饥饿，一定有食物存在。
So think about it this way. You know what hunger is. You feel hunger. That's because food exists. You probably wouldn't have know what hunger is if there's no food.
你有眼睛，你就知道一定有光。如果没有光，你不需要有眼睛。
The fact that you have eyes, which means that there is light. Without light, there is no need for eyes.
全世界无论什么种族、什么文化，无论是老年、中年、年轻人，都可享永生。
I think disregard where you're from, which language, which tribe, anyone from anywhere in the world, everyone has a desire for eternal life.
如果没有永生，人心中为什么有这种渴望？全世界所有的人从古到今都渴望。
If there's no such a thing as eternal life, why is that everyone sought after it throughout the history of man?
所以圣经上说，人有永生，有永生这回事。
That's why the Bible says there is such a thing as eternal life.
我知道我们中间有很多在大学读书的年轻人，你问你的教授，你的教授80%教授告诉你说没有永生。
I bet you for many of the kids in college, if you ask your professors, maybe 80% of them will say, no, there is no such a thing as eternal life.
我跟你说，你尊重你的教授的知识是对的，可是你的教授在这件事情上，他和你一样，他知道的不多。
And I tell you that you ought to respect your professors for their intelligence and their knowledge. However, they may not be as well informed on this in this respect.
如果下一次你的教授告诉你说没有永生，你问你的教授。教授，你根据什么说没有永生？你根据什么？
So next time, if your professor tells you there is no eternal life, ask him what's his proof? What is the basis of his conclusion?
人心中渴望永生。
Everyone longs after eternal life.
所以耶稣看这个年轻人爱他，这个年轻人知道有永生这回事。
So Jesus loved this young man because he knows that there is eternal life.
耶稣爱他第二个原因, 他不但知道有永生, 他寻求永生。
And the second reason Jesus loved him is because not only he knows he's well aware of eternal life, but he's also seeking it.
他知道他的年轻, 将来有一天他会衰老。
He is young, but he knows that one day he will die.
他知道他有钱, 有权, 将来这一天这些东西对他完全没有用。
He knows that he's rich and he's powerful, but he also knows that they are irrelevant one day.
就是他的品德, 也不值任何的钱。
And even his morality will be worthless one day.
他知道所有这一切, 就像花, 就像草, 就像早晨的原物一样, 转眼就不见了。
He knows all these things are just like the flower of the fields or like the vapor in the air, and one day they're going to disappear.
他知道他离开世界的时候, 他不能把他的官, 把他的财,
He knows on the day when he dies, he cannot take any of of these things with him.
他两手空空地来到这个世界, 要两手空空地离开这个世界。
Naked he came, and naked he will leave the world.
所以他知道有永生, 他寻求永生。
So he knows that there is eternal life, and he's seeking it.
所以这个人不是个唯物主义者。
So he's not a materialist.
他知道在这个世界上还有一样东西比物质更重要。
He knows that there is something that is far, far more important than material things.
人跟动物不一样, 动物吃饱了, 他就睡足了, 他觉得那就是他的一生。
Men are different from animal in that animal, if they're well fed and they sleep well, they're happy.
但这个时候知道, 生命当中还有一种东西, 比你的官, 比你的财, 比你的年轻, 青春, 比你的品德更重要。
The young man here, he knows that there is something that is more important, more transcendent than his richness and then his riches and then his morality and his power.
这个人还有一个特点是什么呢？ 他没有财主的傲慢。
There is another thing about this young man. He's not arrogant. He doesn't have the arrogance of the rich man.
他看到耶稣的时候，他跑来了。跑来以后怎么样？
跪下。
跪下，跪在耶稣的面前。
He ran to Jesus and he knelt. He knelt down.
你有没有见过傲慢的财主？有没有见过？
Have you seen arrogant rich men?
你有没有见过傲慢的官？有没有见过？
Have you seen arrogant officials?
有没有见过傲慢的自称为自己有道德品质的人？有没有见过？
Have you seen arrogant moralists?
但是这个人，他非常的谦卑，跪在耶稣的面前，说：“善良的夫子啊，我做什么才可以得到永生呢？”
This young man here, he came and humbly he knelt down before Jesus and asked, "Good teacher, what can I do to obtain eternal life?"
你知道我们教会如果来个这样的一个年轻人，这样问我，我开心死了。
If there is any young man from this church come to ask me about eternal life in such a manner, I'll be very happy.
他还问我，不问我很多刁难的问题，就是说牧师啊，我做什么我才得永生呢？那我非常开心的跟他讲。
If the only question he's asking is how can I obtain eternal life, I'll be
very 没关系啊，我为你祷告，你接受耶稣就得永生了。
Because it's very easy, I'll just tell him, let's pray together, you receive Jesus, and here is eternal life.
哦，你慢慢的走吧，哈。
And have a nice walk home.
哎，对不起，你还回来，因为你是财主，别忘记来教会多奉献。
Oh yeah, one more thing before you leave, since you're rich, remember, make more offerings.
你看，我会这样跟财主讲的，但是你知道耶稣跟他怎么讲的？
So this is how I would tell the young kid. But you know what's Jesus' response to the young man?
第一个财主他对上帝没有兴趣，对永生没有兴趣，是个自私的物质主义者。那么第二个财主，我们刚才说撒该，他寻求了永生，得到了永生。耶稣跟他讲，去他家。可第三个财主，耶稣跟他讲了一段话以后，结果发生什么？
So the first rich man who's simply not interested in God. The second rich man received Jesus to his house and was saved. And so what did Jesus say to this rich man?
结果耶稣讲过一段话以后，这个财主很高兴地跑来，结果走的时候，圣经上说是忧忧愁愁地离开了耶稣。
And in the Bible we see that the third young man, he ran to Jesus with all the excitement, but by the time he left in sorrow and sadness.
这个人后来情况怎么样？
What happened to him?
上帝没有告诉我们，圣经没有告诉我们，圣经故意不告诉我们，圣经是让你来回答这个问题。
The Bible didn't provide an answer. We don't know what happened to the young man. I think the Bible wants us to answer the question.
今天讲的这个年轻人， 弟兄姐妹，是耶稣跟他讲到耶稣自己传福音失败了吗？
So the young man today, Jesus was a preacher who was supposed to tell him the good news. So was Jesus, did he fail to convert him?
为什么马太、马可、路加三本福音书都记载的同一件事呢？
Why is that? This is one single event that was recorded in all three books, gospel books.
而且又为什么同时记载出这个年轻人忧忧愁愁的走了？
And why is that all three books also recorded the fact that the young man left in sorrow?
他不是寻求永生吗？
Wasn't he looking for eternal life?
为什么耶稣讲过一段话以后他就走了呢？
So why did he leave Jesus after whatever Jesus said?
弟兄姐妹，圣经用这段经文来提醒我们，你得永生，你必须要明白的几件事情。
So I think the passage is there to remind us that there are several things that we have to be very clear on when it comes to obtaining eternal life.
耶稣到这个世界上来，不是希望每个教堂都是挤满了人。
I don't think Jesus came into the world hoping that we have huge churches where.
如果你来到教会当中，你根本不知道得永生、做他的门徒是什么意思。
If you have many people and yet no one understands what it means to be the disciple of Jesus.
耶稣对这样的一个情形，他不是很满意的。
I don't think Jesus will be very satisfied in this case.
耶稣在这儿毫不妥协地跟他讲清楚，你得永生必须明白几件事情。
Here, I think Jesus told him that several things that is not conditional, the requirements for becoming saved.
你从耶稣跟他谈到当中，有三件事你一定明白。
There are three things I think we have to come in grip with.
第一件事情是法律。
First is the law.
第二件事情是道德。
Second is morality.
第三件事情是信仰。
Third is your faith.
在人世间当中，无论哪个国家、哪个社会，这三样东西都绝对不可少的。
These are the three very necessary elements of our salvation.
无论是中国，无论是美国，世界任何国家和地区，如果一个社会你看到它没有法、没有道德、没有信仰，这个社会绝对绝对不能存在下去。
Doesn't matter which country you're from, if a country without law, that society will not last.
我们中间任何人也是这样，包括我们年轻人。如果你不知道什么叫法、什么叫道德、什么叫信仰，你的人生也站立不住。
And it's not only it doesn't only speak for a country, but also for any one of us, and especially young men. If you do not know, have a good idea of what is law and morality and faith, you will not be able to live your life.
所以主耶稣跟这个财主一开始谈到的时候，先谈法律。
This is why Jesus, the first thing he mentioned to the young man is regarding the law.
有人讲，哎呀，不是吧？耶稣讲是上帝的诫命啊，上帝的律法，不是现代人讲的法律。
Maybe you say, well, Jesus was talking about the Ten Commandments, about the decrees of the Old Testament. It's not really about our current modern day law.
请大家注意啊，在圣经里头，这三样东西是不能分开的，一个是法律，一个是道德，一个是对神的敬畏、神的信仰，这三样东西绝对不能分开的。
But take note, in the Bible, there are three things that always go together, cannot be separated, and they are the law and the moral law, and also the fear of God.
耶稣就问他说，年轻人说，你知道诫命吗？不可杀人，不可奸淫，不可偷盗，不可欺骗，你知道吗？
Jesus says, do you know the commandments? Do not commit adultery, do not murder, do not steal, do not bear false witness, and honor your father and mother.
这是上帝的律法，是从世界里面来的，同时今天仍然存在。
This is the law of God from the Ten Commandments. However, it's still true even today.
我告诉弟兄姐妹，世界上任何国家它有它的法律，而且法律条文有千条万条。
I can tell you that throughout the world, every country has its own code of law, and there may be hundreds of millions of them.
所有的这些律法跟上帝的这个实诫是有关系的。
However, every one of them has something to do with the Ten Commandments.
就像你盖房子哈，有各种各样的房子都有，有高的，有低的，有土的，有木头的，有钢筋水泥的，但是建筑原理是一样的。
It's like building houses. I mean, you have different materials, high rises, low rises. However, the principle behind building a house is the same.
但世界上所有不同的这些律法，它的背后的律法的总纲是建立头。
So you have all kinds of different kinds of laws in different countries. However, behind them is the Ten Commandments.
你看看世界上有一个国家，有一个社会告诉你说，你可以偷盗，你可以奸淫，你可以杀人，可以欺骗，你可以撒谎，可以做假见证。有没有国家法律有这样说的？有没有？
Have you seen any country where the law tells you it is lawful for you to commit adultery, to lie, to kill, to steal?
我告诉你，如果一个国家有这样的法，啊，有这样一回事，这国家存在不了三天。
And I can tell you, if there is such a country with such laws, it will not survive for more than 3 days.
上帝为什么要设立法律？为什么世界上有法律？因为人心中有一头羊，也有一只狼。
Why did God institute laws among men, among nations? This is because in each man's heart there is a lamb and there is a lion.
这个狼在你的里头。
Oh, wolf.
如果没有绳子拴住它，这个狼出来会吃人的。
If there is nothing to constrain the wolf that is in you, it will come out and it will harm others and yourself.
从人的本性来讲，我们喜欢杀人。我们喜欢奸淫，我们喜欢偷盗，我们喜欢欺骗，我们喜欢做假见证。
From the intrinsic man, the man as it is, the sinful nature drives him. He has a tendency for killing, for all the bad things.
有人说你讲太过分了，我不喜欢这样。你时间没到，机会没到。
Maybe you tell me you are being a little too harsh and too exaggerated, but I can tell you that's only because you haven't had the opportunity.
所以上帝赐下法律，是在遏制人的那种罪性的膨胀。
So God gave us law, just really it's to constrain the sinful nature that is in us.
因为你没有这个法，这个人心里的狼性就爆发出来，那整个社会很快就会瓦解。
If there is nothing to hold back the sinful nature, then all the sin would be exposed and be executed, and then the society will fall apart.
你知道，法律就是道歉，你不遵守也得要遵守。
So the law is
不遵守也得遵守，不服从也得服从。
Well, law is there so that even if you don't want to obey it, you have to.
人家说，哎呀，你讲到现在讲什么？
So you may wonder, what are you talking about now?
很多的时候我们以为自己是好人，你看我不杀人，不奸淫，不偷盗，不说假话，我不是好人了吗？要有永生，我就该得永生了。
Very often, you tell yourself, I don't do this, I don't do that, I don't do all the bad things, so I should have eternal life.
我告诉你，你即使遵守了这些法律，也不等于说你就是好人。
But I can tell you here that even if you can obey all the law, that does not mean
you're good. 因为你不应该做这些不该做的事情。
Because you shouldn't be doing these things that you shouldn't be doing.
知道为什么？你不做，你要想做，你就有祸了。
Because if you do these things, then you'll be in trouble.
你要做这些事情，警察就来找你。
Because if you violate the law, the police will be after you.
你心中想做，你也不敢做。
So even if you wanted to do it in your heart, you don't have the gut to do it.
你知道那个？在西方哈，你们有看到那个公益的那个女神像，大家见过吗？一个雕塑，
Have you seen
一个女士，一个女生
，Statue of
Justice。
Justice。
大家有没有看到那个东西？眼有块布把她眼睛给、oh. 给罩住。
She had a blind. She's blindfolded.
左手拿着甜瓶，右手拿着宝剑。
A scale.
有没有见过？有没有见过
？Have you seen it?
当然见过嘛，是不是？在西方你不可能不见过这个东西，对不对？他为什么要把眼睛给罩住？为什么
？Why do you think she's blindfolded？
那是告诉你，在公义法律面前一视同仁。
That is to tell you that all men, men are the same before.
不管你长得漂亮，长得丑，你有钱没有钱，有官没有官，在法律面前，法律是眼睛是蒙住的。
That the law is blind.
他左手是拿着天平，是讲什么？是象征着平等。
And the scale means equality.
如果你犯罪了，他要惩罚你。
If you broke the law, you'll be punished.
你把别人的车给撞坏了，你要赔。
If you hit someone's car, you have to.
你杀了一个人，要赔命。
You murder someone, that you.
你所做的
be punished.
跟你所得到的正好成比例。
Whatever you have committed And what your punishment is, it should be equal.
你知道这个手上拿这个剑是什么？
So what does it mean with a sword?
你知道为什么？为什么拿这个剑？
Why is there a sword?
你不想守法，但是你不得不守法。
Maybe you don't want to obey the law, but you have to.
因为刀剑在你的肩膀上。
Because the sword is upon your head.
所以弟兄姐妹，你守了法，即使遵守了圣经上所讲的不杀人、不奸淫、不偷盗、不欺骗，不等于说你该得永生了。因为你不做也得做，不行也得行，不遵守也得遵守。为什么？刀剑在你的肩膀上。
So if you obey the law, does not mean that you are justified to receive salvation, eternal life, because you have to, because the sword is upon your head.
我传道多年，我常常听人家讲啊，如果要上天堂，像我这种人，我不撒谎，又不偷盗，又不奸淫，又不欺骗，我不上天堂，谁上天堂？
Very often I hear people say, I'm such a good person. I don't steal. I do not lie. I do not do all the bad things. If I don't go to heaven, who should?
但是弟兄姐妹你知道了，你守法是迫不得已的，你的本性不想守法的。
But do you know that you obey the law is because you have to, your nature does not want to.
所以耶稣讲了这个法以后，下面开始讲了道德。
So, after Jesus mentioned the law, he talked about morality.
耶稣为什么要讨论道德呢？
Why did he want to discuss morality?
你看看耶稣告诉他啊，你谈的时候说你孝敬父母啊，要周济穷人，看到穷人把财产卖给穷人，你要爱穷人，这些东西不再是现代法律的范畴了，它属于道德内涵。
He talked about honoring your parents, and he talked about give your money to the poor. These are not in the realm of law, but it is it has more to do with morality.
耶稣引导这个财主，你先明白这个法是什么，然后再明白这个道德是什么。
Jesus was teaching the rich young man. He wanted to show him what is law, and now he wants to show him what the moral law is.
你遵守这个法律，你的心怎么样？法律不管这个事情，只要你不犯这个法，你就是不错。
Because the law does not judge your heart, as long as it judges your action, but not your heart.
但是道德就不一样，道德从你的心里面，跟你心是有关系的。
However, morality is a different matter because it has to do with your heart.
比方说来讲，孝敬父母。
For example, honoring your parents.
你孝敬你父母不仅仅是一天给他三顿饭吃。
Honoring your parents is not just simply providing them with three meals.
你心中对他要有敬和重。
However, in your heart, there must be respect and honor.
如果你心中没有敬重的话，那不叫孝敬父母。
If you do not respect them and honor them, you are not honoring them.
但是你看看现在这个世界啊，上帝讲得很清楚，人应该有这个道德法。前面是一般的外在法治，这是道德法治。你孝敬父母，有多少人真能孝敬父母？
So we have the law, but we also have the moral law. How many of people out there are really honoring their parents?
你知道乌鸦都能反哺。乌鸦它小的时候，它妈妈那找来虫喂这个小乌鸦吃。
You know the sparrows? Crow. Okay, the crow. You know when the young crow, the mom would find food and to feed the young.
那老的乌鸦老的时候，小乌鸦长大了，看老妈妈走不动路了，也不能再飞了，不能再找虫吃了。那小乌鸦长大以后，就找虫子喂妈妈喂爸爸。
But do you know that when the mommy crow gets old, couldn't really go look for food anymore, then the young crow actually hunt for food and feed the parents.
看看，孝敬父母动物都会，但人往往做不到上帝这个道德法则。
See, even animal knows how to honor their parents, but very often we, as God's created men and women, fail to do that.
你知道吗？当耶稣讲孝敬父母，要爱人如己，你知道这个财主怎么说？我从此小我就做到了，我是个好人。
So when Jesus mentioned these moral law to him, honoring your parents, the rich young man says, "These I've been observing since I was a kid."
你读这段经文，有一段经文觉得很妙。这个年轻人一到耶稣的面前来，就说：“善良的夫子啊，我做什么才可以承受永生呢？”他喊耶稣是善良的夫子。你知道善良的夫子，我们中文翻成善良的夫子，意思是什么？Good teacher.
So it's interesting that when the young man approached Jesus at the beginning, he addressed him as a good teacher.
你知道他为什么这么喊呢？因为这个财主觉得我不错啊，你看看这些东西我都守到了，道德、法律我都遵守到了。我是个 good man, you are good teacher, 我们是同一类的。
All right, so he said already. No, but he said, okay, the young man went up, he addressed Jesus as a good teacher. That's because he felt that I've been doing all these good things. So I'm a good man and you're the good teacher. We're pretty much on the same level.
但耶稣不领情。
No, but Jesus didn't take that.
耶稣怎么说？
What did he say?
你为什么称我是良善的呢？只有一位是良善的，那就是神。
He said, why do you call me good? No one is good but one, and that is God.
为什么耶稣不领情？
Why didn't Jesus take his compliment?
如果你到我面前来说，哎，牧师啊，你是 good man, 那我很开心的。
I'm sure if you come and tell me that I'm a good man, Pastor, I'd be very happy.
为什么耶稣不开心？
Why Jesus was not delighted?
有人讲了，耶稣他在这个时候讲了，我跟上帝不一样，我不如上帝那么善，我也有问题的。有人这样去读圣经，我跟你说，你这样读圣经，眼睛没打开。
Some people interpret it as Jesus saying that, oh, I'm not as good as God, But I can tell you, if that's your interpretation, it is probably not right.
你知道圣经里头哈，上帝的善，上帝的 goodness 是绝对的，人的那个善是相对的。
Because the goodness of God is absolute, and the goodness of man is really relative.
耶稣是告诉这个年轻人呢，你不要把你的善和我的善放在一个层次上。
And Jesus is telling the young man, not to compare his human goodness to the goodness of Jesus.
我举一个例子你就知道。我早上开车过来的时候，今天早上对不起，不是我开，我太太开车的。我们看到一个人遛狗。
So I can tell you a story. This morning when my wife was were driving to church, I saw someone walking their dog.
遛狗的人一表人才。
The dog owner, he's very handsome.
看起来也是蛮斯文的。
And he looked quite like a gentle young man.
狗呢？那个毛是发亮的。
The dog, he has shiny hair.
那狗看起来养的是不错的。
And looks like it's a good breed.
我可以这么说 ，He's a good man. His dog is good too.
I can say here is a good man walking a good dog.
啊，这两个 good 是不是一样
？So do you think the goodness of the two are pretty much on the par?
一样。如果一样的话，下次你的狗。那个 goodness 跟你的 goodness 一样吗？当然不一样。
Do you think, yeah?
你不能用狗的身上那些 goodness 来描写狗主人身上那个善。
I don't think it's appropriate to you to describe the goodness of the dog and to compare it to the goodness of the owner.
哇，你的狗的毛发亮，哇，你的头发跟你的狗毛一样啊。
So it's like saying, oh, the dog, you have such a shiny hair. Oh, and the owner, your hair is very shiny too.
你的狗和对你很忠诚啊，你跟狗一样忠诚啊。
The dog owner, you're just as loyal as your dog.
你看看是不是？这两个 good 要不要
？So do you think it's the same kind of good?
所以耶稣告诉这个年轻人呢，不要说我是 good teacher, yeah, good man。你错了。
So Jesus is trying to tell the good young man that you're wrong in saying that I am the good teacher and you're the good man.
很多的时候，弟兄姐妹，我们在没有认识神的时候，很多人都说 I'm a good man， 我是个好人。你看我不奸淫，不偷盗，不抢劫，不欺骗，我孝敬父母，有的时候口袋里拿一点点钱帮助那些穷人。I'm a good man。如果有永生 ，good man 不当没有永生，谁有永生呢？
So don't tell me that you don't do any of the bad things. You honor your parents, and you give money to the poor, and that you're a good man who deserve to go to heaven.
很多年前我读一本书，这一本书是讲一个人的经历。
Many years ago, I read a book.
这个人有很好的教育，而且呢，人们都觉得他很成功。
It's a book about this man who's well educated and everyone else think that he's very successful.
在众人面前，人们都称赞他，他是个好人。
And everyone complimented him that he's a good man.
成功的人是个好人。
He's a successful and good man.
后来他信主了，他信主以后，他写他自己内心的那个变化的时候，他讲了他一段经历。
So, but later on he became a Christian. So during that transformation, he told a story.
他说。在众人眼中，我自己也认为我是个好人。
He said, through the eyes of others, I really consider myself to be a good man.
但是如果我的心就像剥洋葱一样，一点点打开，你看到我是个什么样的人
However, if you're able to peel apart my heart as you do with an onion, you will see what kind of man I really am.
打开心的第一层，他看到那个地方，他对他自己的婚姻很讨厌。
So the first layer of onion peel, you see that he's sick and tired of his marriage.
打开第二层，他不单讨厌他的太太，他在外面已经有了外遇。
Second layer, not only he's sick and tired of his marriage, his wife, he had an affair.
打开第三层，他不单单想有个外遇，而且他希望怎么样让他的太太离开他。
The third layer, not only he wanted to have an affair, that he was thinking how he could get rid of his wife.
打开第四层，他不但是希望太太离开他，他怎么样让离开他的时候，他的心中不内疚。
And not only fourth layer, not only he wanted to get rid of his wife, he's trying to do it in such a way that he won't feel guilty when he could get rid of her.
打开第五层，他希望他的太太生病死了，或者说车祸最好。
So the fifth layer, he was hoping that his wife could just die of illness or get in a car accident.
这样他没有任何的内疚感，他和他所自认为所爱的人在一起。
So this way he could be with the person he loved without any guilt.
你知道从外在看他是一个好人。
So he really looked like a good man.
是一个体面的人。
Now he is a proper.
把你的内心一阵阵剥开的时候，一阵阵剥开的时候，你发现里面的黑暗越来越浓，越来越黑，越来越黑。
However, as you peel apart the inner heart, you see that there is increasing darkness.
这是人的善。
So this is the goodness of man.
但是你把上帝，你看的一生第一层是善，第二层是善，第三层也是善，第四层也是善，身上没有一个细胞不善，那叫上帝的善。
So what's the goodness of God? If you could peel apart God, you will see its goodness everywhere.
很不幸啊，有的时候你到一些讲英文的这个教会里头，有些牧师啊，他很有经验。上帝是个 good guy， 给他鼓掌好不好？那好好，啪啪啪啪，你的上帝是 good guy。
Sometimes you go to some church, the pastor may be very, very enthusiastic, say, "Oh, our God is a good guy. Let's give him applause."
我不知道他讲这个上帝的 good 跟人的 good 是不是一样，如果是一样的，大错特错了。
I'm not sure if what the goodness he meant of God is really the same as the goodness of man.
我讲这个是让弟兄姐妹明白，你的遵守法律，自认为好人，这都不是让你得永生的途径。
I'm saying this because I wanted you to know that whether you obey the law or if you are a quote unquote good man, this is not the way to have eternal life.
因为人的善，你挖的一深。就知道善里面是有问题的。
Because the goodness of man, when you dig deeper, you see there are many problems with it.
我快一点了，最后要讲完了，这第三点。
Okay.
对不起，今天我没有主日学，我吐几分钟好吗？
Pastor is going to borrow some time into the Sunday school.
上帝设立法律是好的，上帝设立道德是好的，但是不够。
It's really good that God has instituted the law and also the moral law.However, it's not sufficient.
所以圣经上告诉我们，耶稣把这个灵性的财主的眼睛渐渐地引到天上，引到自己身上。
So in the Bible, Jesus eventually he was leading the young man, and eventually he put the focus onto the young man himself.
在世界上法律太重要了，一个国家没有法律，这个国家很快的崩溃。
The law is so important in the world that without it, any civilization will collapse.
美国如果法律全都没有了，我告诉你。一个月不到，这国家全都瓦解。
If America becomes lawless, it would take less than a month for the country to.
可能是一个月太多了，可能三天。
Okay, 3 days.
但一个国家只有法没有道德的话，这个国家越来越糟糕。
However, if a country has only law without the moral law morality, then it's going to collapse too.
为什么？
Why?
要建更多的监狱，找更多的警察。
Because you will continuously building a bigger jail prison, and you have to enlarge your prison. I mean, your police force by day.
没有道德，我跟你说，那些懂法的人，恰恰是一个违反法的人。
Because without morality, the people who are well aware of the law are actually the lawbreakers.
我见过一个律师叫你撒谎。
I've seen lawyers who tell you to lie.
他没有道德的法，就是你手中的玩物。
If you don't have a moral law instilled in your heart, then it becomes a tool for you to manipulate with.
所以没有道德的法， 这个法就像一个鲁莽的巨人一样。
So without the moral law, law itself becomes a foolish giant.
如果我跟你说，只有道德要没有对神的敬畏，对耶稣基督的敬畏，我告诉你，你的道德就像没有脚的一个巨人一样。
However, the moral law without a fear for God, then it becomes a giant who has been cut off at his legs.
如果你有道德，你没有对神的信，没有对耶稣基督的信，你的道德第一个没有基础，第二个没有标准，第三个没有范围，第四个没有动力。
Okay, let's try this one. So if you have the moral law and yet you don't have Jesus Christ as a foundation for it, then it is a moral law without foundation, without standard, without scope, and also without
motivation.
Motivation.
你看，这是为什么？耶稣马上开始跟他谈一个问题了。哎，为什么把你的钱买出了啊？变卖你的财产，把钱捐给穷人呢？为什么这样跟他谈呢？就要教他明白一件事情：你的道德都有限。
So why did Jesus ask young men to sell all that he has and distribute it to the poor? That's because he wants to tell him that, see, there is a limit to your morality.
耶稣是不是叫你把房子卖掉，把你财产卖掉？是不是这样？是不是
is Jesus telling you to sell your house and sell everything that you possess?
如果今天你把所有东西都卖掉，你跟随主，我想耶稣不反对的。
I think he will not oppose it if you want to sell everything and follow him today.
但是你不要忘记了，耶稣对撒该有没有讲同样的话？撒该也是财主。
But remember, did Jesus say something similar to Zacchaeus?
刚才我们讲的那个第二个财主，大家记得吗？耶稣有没有对他讲，你把你的财产卖掉，然后跟从我？有没有这么讲？
Jesus didn't tell ask Zacchaeus to sell everything he has and follow him.
那为什么耶稣对这个财主要讲这个话呢？
So why did he say that to this young man?
耶稣让这个财主明白一件道理：你没有耶稣基督，没有上帝，你的道德到什么程度？
That's because he wants to make a point that without Jesus, in his heart, that any morality he exercises, there is a limit to it.
这个财主啊，说我是好人，你看我爱人如己，我从小就做到了。耶稣说，是吗？
Because the young man thinks that I'm a good man, I love others as I love myself, and I've been practicing this since I was a little kid. So Jesus saying, really, is that really true?
你那个爱人如己的爱的基础是什么？
He said, what is the foundation to your love others as yourself?
那个爱人如己的标准是什么？
What is the standard for that love?
那个动力是什么？
What is the motivation for it?
范围是什么？
What is the scope of it?
比方说我爱人如己，他对我好，我爱他，我们正到这个程度，是不是？
I mean, what's my love for others? Because that person loves me, so I'm loving him back.
我口袋里还有十块钱，我给两分钱给他，没有问题的。
If I have $10 in my pocket, no problem. I can.
但是耶稣说，你想要得永生，从道德这条路上追求永生，你能行得通吗？你的道德没有基础，你的道德没有标准，你的道德没有范围，你的道德也没有动力啊。
Jesus saying that, do you really think you can obtain eternal life through your own morality, a morality that has no foundation, no scope, no motivation?
这个财主到耶稣面前说：“耶稣啊，你善良的夫子，告诉我，我做什么才承受永生？”耶稣告诉他：“你错了，永生不是你挣来的。你可以挣钱，但你不能挣永生。永生是个恩典，是个礼物。”
The young man came to Jesus asking, "What shall I do to obtain eternal life?" And Jesus said to him, saying to him, "You are wrong. You cannot earn eternal life through your own moral accomplishments. Eternal life is a gift."
为什么耶稣说你跟从我就是这个意思？
That's what he meant by when he tell the young man to follow him.
我们在座今天可能有些朋友第一次来，我告诉你，你渴求永生，你知道我们人生要过去，但你怎么得永生？不是要证明我遵守法律，我是好人，我得永生。啊，我做的不错，我就是好人，而是要跟从，永生是跟从跟出来的。
Too many of the young new friends we have today, I can tell you that to have eternal life, it is not something that you fight for, you earn, but it's not through your actions and who you are, but it is through following.
弟兄姐妹，世界上最重要的东西都是免费的，永生是最重要，是免费的给你的。
Everything that is most important in life is free. And the most important thing in life is eternal life, and that is free also.
父母对你的爱，在我们人世间没有比这更重要的，那是免费的。
Parental love, that is free.
空气、水、阳光，我们一分钟都不能离开的，那最重要的是免费的。
Air, water, sunshine, they are free.
上帝知道你不能赚取永生，永生是免费的。
God knows that you can never earn eternal life.
只要你跟从，你就有这个永生。
And therefore, it's a free gift as long as you follow.
我最后还有一点点话，大家知道哈，讲了这么多，有一个问题，我知道我们中国人有一个想法，说永生是死后的事情，我现在生存都生存不下去，我哪想到那么永生的事情呢？对不对？
So there's one more thing I want to say, especially it's pretty common among, you know, our as Chinese. We say, oh, you know, there are so many things right now with my living, the life I'm living right now, and how do I don't have time to think about eternal life.
我知道很多人要追求成功。
I know many of you are pursuing success.
我告诉弟兄姐妹，如果你心中没有基督，没有对神的敬畏，你的道德没有基础。
But I am telling you that if you don't have Jesus in your heart,there is no ground to your morality.
你的道德没有标准。
And there is not a standard to your morality.
而且你追求成功，你也不会太成功。
And even if you succeed, they will not really be success.
因为你的心中有问题。
Because there is a problem with your heart.
你知道这个哈佛医学院有一个教授叫做 Steven Berglas.
So there is this professor at Harvard
Medical School.
Medical School.
他写了一本书叫做 Success Syndrome.
Okay, that's a book he wrote.
成功的综合症，他讲什么？他说一个人在追求成功的时候，到一定的程度以后，你发现一个问题，那是有很多 stress, 有很多的压力。他如果你没有一个坚强的道德来撑着你，有四个爱可能出现在你的生活当中，四个爱。
So he said, for people who pursue success,there is very often a certain point you're going to have problem because there is stress. And to describe the syndrome, he can summarize them in four eyes.
你可能有这四个爱中的有一个爱要连到你的身上。
So at least one of the four eyes will come to you.
第一个爱是 arrogance, 傲慢。
Okay. So first one is arrogance.
第二个爱是孤独 ,loneliness.
Loneliness?
孤独。那第三个是什么呢？第三个是 adventure seeking, 啊，冒险。但是这个 adventure 是 destructive, 是种破坏性的。那么第四个是什么呢？是 adultery, 你会犯奸淫的罪。你观察一下我们周围的人，我觉得他分析是有道理的。一个世界上有一定成功的人，有一点成功的人，你看看他的四个爱有没有？你看他身上有没有这四个爱？可能有一个，对不对？他如果没有个坚强的道德在你的里头撑着你。你会落入这四个爱的网络当中。
So I think he's really accurate in saying that without a good moral foundation in you to sustain you, that when you succeed, you probably would become a victim to one of the four A's.
弟兄姐妹，上帝的道跟你的生活直接相关的。当永生进入你心中的时候，不是说我死了以后再上天堂，当然那要上天堂，但是今天的永生的生命已经在你的心中开始了。
So I think eternal life has to do with even right now. Of course, you will go to heaven when you die. However, eternal life will come into your heart even at the second and change the life that you're living right now.
永生是人生命最最最最高的境界，你自己爬不上去的。
Because eternal life is the highest state of a living man, of the creation.
耶稣不是指一条路说你去那儿那就是永生，不是给你指一条路的。
Jesus did not just point out a path for you and say, follow this way and you'll find eternal life.
耶稣说我就是道路。
He said, I am the way.
你跟随耶稣，耶稣就是永生。
So you follow him because he is eternal life.
耶稣在你心中扎根了，你的道德就是有根有基。
If he is in your heart, then there is foundation to your morality.
当耶稣在基督里扎根了以后，你能面对生活中的高和低。
If he's there with you in your heart, then you can face anything in life.
所以弟兄姐妹不要忘记了，你跟神的关系是第一，这个关系产生一个果子，那是你的道德，那个道德支撑你，才有外在这种体面的行为。
So you have to remember that you have the foundation is a relationship you have with God in Jesus, and because of that foundation, you bear fruits, and the fruits is a morality, and the morality is what motivates all your actions.
这三点没有一个可以缺少的。
So all three points are very important. You cannot; they're all necessary.
我告诉大家，在中国大陆现在要搞道德重整运动，没有上帝，你的道德基础在哪儿？标准在哪儿？范围在哪儿？动力在哪儿？
So I can tell you, in China right now, the government wants to start a movement for the moral reformation. But I can tell you, how do you reform your morality when it does not have a foundation, when it does not have a standard and motivation?
你追求成功，没有力量来撑着你的时候，这是成功的时候，也是毁灭你自己的时候。
If you seek success without a moral foundation to sustain yourself, the second you attain your success is also the moment of destruction.
家庭破裂，心灵破碎。
It's a destruction of your own heart. It's a destruction of your family.
这个人说：“善良的父子啊，我做什么才承受永生？”耶稣说：“你不是做什么，来跟从我吧。”
The young man asked Jesus, "Good teacher, what shall I do to obtain eternal life?" And Jesus said, "It's nothing that you could do, but to follow me."
我们中间今天有第一次来的，巴不得上帝的话进到你的心中，让你知道永生是个礼物赐给你的。
If we have any friends here who are still seekers, I really pray that the God's word has taken root in you and that you will seek Him.
好，让我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
恩主，我们谢谢你，你把永生赐给我们。
Gracious Father, we thank you for giving us eternal life.
你让我们知道我们在法律面前，在你的法面前，我们没有办法完全守你的法。
You let us know that we cannot stand before your law.
所以在你的道德法制面前，我们更知道自己的亏欠。
And we are even weaker, in a weaker position when we come before your moral law.
主，我们带着我们的真相来到你的面前。
Lord, we come before you as we are.
我们靠自己做什么，我们也不能得永生。
There's nothing we could do to obtain eternal life.
但是主，你进了我们的里头，你就是我们的永生。
But Lord Jesus, when you come inside, to dwell in us, then we have eternal life.
主，你帮助我们中间，特别是我们中间的每一个弟兄姐妹，尤其是我们的年轻的弟兄姐妹。
Lord, help every one of us, especially the young people.
让他们知道你的法则。
That they may know your law.
知道你的道德法则。
That they may know your moral law.
更知道跟你关系的是多么的重要。
And especially how important it is to have a relationship with you.
主啊，你是有永生之道，我们还归从谁呢？
Lord, in you is a way to eternal life. Whom should we follow?
我们将祷告祈求奉恩主耶稣基督的名。
We pray thus in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.